President Trump's Supreme Court pick, that's Justice Neil Gorsuch, is due to deliver a speech today to a conservative group here in Washington. Now, there's nothing unusual about a Supreme Court judge addressing a group with a particular political bent. But this speech is controversial because of where Gorsuch will be speaking. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When the Fund for American Studies wanted a venue to celebrate its 50th anniversary, it picked President Trump's newly opened luxury hotel here in D.C., just blocks from the White House.
We did not select the hotel because we were trying to send a message of support to President Trump, as some have suggested. We just thought it was a new, elegant hotel, and we'd try it.
Roger Ream is the president of the fund, which he says favors limited government and free markets. His organization booked the hotel in January, shortly before Trump's inauguration. Then in June, when it came time to pick the event's keynote speaker, it approached Trump's Supreme Court appointee, Justice Neil Gorsuch.
He's new to the court. Not many people have had the opportunity to hear him speak. And I was impressed that he was a strong believer in originalism, which is something we emphasize in several of our programs.
Ream says the invitation letter to Gorsuch specifically said the luncheon would be held at the Trump Hotel. Ream says the event is not being used to solicit donations from the 180 invited guests, a criteria set by Gorsuch before he accepted the invitation. Still, profits from the food, drinks, and parking for the luncheon will go to the Trump Hotel. The president has moved his interests in the hotel to a revocable trust, but he is the sole beneficiary.
He's helping a conservative organization put money into the pockets of the president who put him on the bench, and that doesn't really give a strong sense of independence from that president.
Elizabeth Wydra is the president of the Constitutional Accountability Center, a nonprofit Washington think tank.
You have the Trump Hotel at the center of at least three lawsuits filed against President Trump for violating the Constitution's Foreign Emoluments Clause. It's certainly not a good look.
But Stephen Gillers, an ethics professor at New York University Law School, says justices speak to groups with political affiliations all the time. They're not violating any rules.
No ethical document governs the behavior of a Supreme Court justice. They live in an ethics-free environment insofar as codes are concerned.
Gillers says the problem with Gorsuch speaking at Trump's hotel has more to do with optics.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. We rely on judges to exercise discretion.
There have been calls for Gorsuch to back out of today's luncheon, but he may be going his own way. Last week, he delivered a speech to the University of Kentucky. He was introduced by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who helped get a speedy vote to get Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.